Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for a half hour of contemplation and meditation. We'll begin contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 12, and following that, we'll sink deeply into our hearts. Workbook Lesson 12. I am upset because I see a meaningless world. You think that what upsets you is a frightening world, or a sad world, or a violent world, or an insane world. But all these attributes are given it by you. The world is meaningless. No object you see holds any more weight than any other object you see. They are all equally meaningless. But meaningless is neither good nor bad. If you could accept the world as meaningless and let the truth be written on it for you, it would make you indescribably happy. Because it's meaningless, you are compelled to write on it what you would have it be. And as you write on it what you would have it be, it is this that you see in it. You have given it all the meaning that it has. Yet in truth, it is this meaning that is meaningless. When you erase the words or the meanings you have given, you will see God's words or meaning. When you look with God's words for meaning, the world is not meaningless. What would God have you see? You look on the world. You see I am. These are God's words. Holy Spirit, inner guide, my higher self, help me to erase the meanings I have given to the world, and instead let the Holy Spirit reveal to me the truth of what I am, what the world is. Amen. As we sink deeply into our hearts, we quiet the mind by taking a few deep breaths. We come into awareness and we watch the breath for a few breaths. Picture yourself writing on a board the meanings you apply to the world. You see that after a few minutes, the board is filled with words. In fact, there are more words to write, but there isn't any more room on it. you step back and look at all the meanings written on it. Then you hear Holy Spirit ask, "Do you want to see what God's meaning is for the world?" And you quickly reply, "Yes." And as you watch the board, you see all the words written on. The words are fading away until the board is cleared of any words. And then you notice the words appearing, which God has written. And you see the words, and you are indescribably happy. You sit with patience and confidence. And you wait for Holy Spirit to read the words to you on the board. You sit with patience and confidence that He will read to you what you are, what the world is. Thank you for joining with me and asking Holy Spirit to reveal our truth. Namaste.